Hello, welcome to the Friday, May 15th, 2015 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. United Airlines today announced a bug bounty program. That's, of course, somewhat surprising after all the hoopla the hacking on planes caused. But, hacking on planes, of course, is exempt from the bug bounty program and certainly will get you prosecuted according to the rules of this bug bounty program. A couple other things that are sort of different here. The reward is not cash, but instead, it is United Airlines miles, up to 1 million miles for a remote code execution bug, a quarter million for something like an authentication bypass. Interestingly, they do have a category here for brute force attacks. They'll get you a quarter million miles, but they do explicitly exclude brute force attacks from the scope of the test. They also do not allow the use of automated scans against United servers. So this is certainly a bug bounty program where you have to read the rules first before you start just attacking United.com servers. And talking about bugs, Cisco released a patch for a rather critical bug in its telepresence software. This bug can be used to gain full remote control access to the system as an unauthenticated user. The problem here is that some of the older devices, and that's Cisco Telepresence System T series, are end of life, and while they are vulnerable, there will not be a patch available. The second bug being patched here is a denial of service problem, so still probably worth patching, but the real critical one here is the authentication bypass problem. And then we got an interesting new botnet command control channel. This one apparently was used by one of the Chinese APT groups. They used Microsoft's TechNet forum in order to control bots. In order to do that, they didn't really have to compromise the Microsoft forums. They essentially just used them as forums and used posts on these forums in order to remote control their bots. Of course, the interesting part here is that you're probably not going to blacklist any access to TechNet forums, and also access to these forums is rather normal for an enterprise network. I always was sort of looking for someone doing the same with Wikipedia, and that's of course also a site where anybody could post anything and it wouldn't be too suspicious if a bot would just keep pulling similar entries. And apparently, Apple left out an important security feature from its new watch, and that's Activation Lock. Activation Lock essentially prevents someone who steals your phone from resetting it and then setting it up with a new account. This feature does not exist for the Apple Watch, so if someone steals your watch, they can just essentially reset it to factory conditions and then link it to a new phone. Activation Lock was credited with a substantial drop in theft incidences for the iPhone, so certainly a little bit odd and disappointing that Apple didn't implement this for the watch. And if you're looking for a better way to manage all of your X509 certificates for your different SSL services and VPNs and the like, there is now some new open source software that may help you with that. PKI.io. They just released the first alpha release, so certainly not production level code yet, but something that you may want to test. I haven't had a chance to test it myself, so not really sure how ready it is at this point. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.